Hello and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And today we have an extra special guest. She's a comedian, actress, writer, host of the Self Esteem Party podcast. It's Alana Johnston.
Guys, I tell you what, thank you for having me. Way to drop that intro song on me like a bomb that I asked for. My God, coming in hot. You gotta be kidding me.
Hello. Oh, thank you. Thank you. We're big fans.
That was awesome. And like, listen, I like my intro song for my podcast. I'm like, this is great. It's really heartfelt. But this one, I was like, we should be hitting the clubs on this one. This one's got a bit of a beat to it. Like, this one's no joke.
Well, we can't take any credit. Our wonderful friend, Andrew Bear, made that for us. Did you make your song?
I did. Yeah, I wrote it. And I had made the there's like an original pop version of it. So I made that. And then when we did the podcast, my producer at the time, Scott Rogers, who's also a musician, hooked us up with Alex Burke, another musician. So they played all the instruments and then I sang all the vocals, and Scott does the highest vocal because I couldn't reach it. But I sang all the vocals, and then we like layered them. So yeah, amazing. We made it. It was really cool. It's really, an intro song really does matter because it's the first thing.
It sets the tone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Like, I know that your podcast is serious. It was a serious song. It was emotional. It got right to me.
We're like Serial, like the podcast Serial.
Yeah.
It's so, like that kind of show.
Let's rank all the players by their stats.
No.
Yeah. When you guys said basketball, I assume you meant basketball murders. So I did some research. We've got a lot of good cases to review. I think it's going to be a great episode.
You mean murders with basketball as the instrument of
and that's what I'm talking about. It's like the game Clue, except for athletes. It's the exact same thing.
I love it.
Yeah, your podcast, when you have the little stings, you know, when you cut to commercial or whatever, it's like, ooh, I'm just going to like dance for a second. Ooh. It's great. It's like fun.
So those stings are from the original. The original love song it. Ends with the yeah. And the it's almost important. Like when I would do a live show of the Self Esteem Party, I would be carried out by amazing. My friends who were my backup dancers to that song. And it was like, I was really trying to act like a god ascending down to everybody with the very like heavenly music. But I don't know if it translates live, if I'm being honest with you. After a couple times of almost being dropped,
my
best idea.
Oh, no. Man.
Anyways, basketball.
So, am I right in saying that this past week you went to a game?
Yes. Wow. First of all, thanks for listening and to the most recent episode. How nice of you. We were tipped off by you. So I was excited to do your podcast, the timing of it, because I was like, oh, I got to talk about this game. I didn't know if you guys listened or not, so I was going to tell you about the game. But my husband and I are both from Toronto, producer/husband/roommate, Norm Souza. We're both from Toronto, or in and around Toronto. He's more Mississauga. Big Raptors fans, obviously. And then if it's not the Raptors, we like the Clippers because we live in LA. So... Mm-hmm. The Raptors were coming to play the Clippers, and we were like, game amazing. Over. We got to go. So I was, as I had said on my podcast, very nervous. And we're fully vaxxed past the 2 weeks, everything, right? But I was like, I don't know about this. Like, I just don't know about it. And they had all these really good, like, COVID-compliant restrictions. So, like, for example, you can't get in unless you show a negative test. From like the day before, like it's a recent negative test, your vaccination card with the 2 weeks after your second vax, which they check, by the way, like she was like, do it. And like one friend, she only had one vax on it, but had her negative test, and they almost turned her away because the test hadn't, it was like 72 hours from the day, but not from the game. Cause she had gotten it like in the morning or something.
Oh,
like,
no.
I don't know, but they let her, they ended up letting her in, but it was, you know, it was supposed to be 5,000 capacity. There must've been 1,500, 2,000 max there. Wow. Mask on the whole time. My friend almost got removed because his mask kept sliding down. And oh my God. Kept coming, going, pull your mask up. And it, like, it's because he was talking. You know how it starts to slide down,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And he was almost going to be asked to leave, which is like, great. Wow. Bad for my friend, but that's on him. use the nose wire. Like, this yeah. isn't my problem. Sorry you can't work a piece of fabric on your face. Like, I'm not, that's not on me. I don't care about you. You know what I mean? But it was great for me for safety.
Yeah.
And then when you go to concessions, first of all, only one concessions is open.
Oh, really?
And yes. So they have where you order on a computer screen. You no longer go and deal with the cashier. You order on the computer screen and then they just set it on the counter for you. And then it's like a roped off zone. The table's for real 6 feet because the restaurants are claiming 6 feet. It's not 6 feet.
Right.
This is for real 6 feet. No chairs. Just the little standing thing and limited amount. And that's the only place you can have your drink real quick, or if you want your hot dog or whatever you're having quick. And then your mask gets on the second you leave that road area. I mean, it was like, it was amazing. And we almost won. Oh, we almost won. I don't know if you'll have any clips of it. We almost won. It was like such a good fight. But in the end, we lost.
Wow.
The Raptors yeah. have really had a season. Like,
oh God,
poor fellas.
I mean, I wish they had come on my podcast. We could have really turned a
Seriously.
Couple of 2 out of 10s into some 7 out of 10s, and we might have a better game on our hands here.
Yeah.
You guys know how the podcast works. But it's yeah. been rough.
It has been. Yeah, we have a lot of yeah. Raptors listeners or Raptors fan listeners, and just looking at all their tweets and stuff, they're just bummed out all the time.
I know.
It's just bad. A bummer because it's like we are known as a scrappy team. We yeah. fight. The year we won, we fought. And it was like, and even last year, like we'd be playing games where we were ahead by 25 and the announcers were like, has anyone told the Raptors they're up by 25? Because we were playing so hard, like we were down by 25. You know what I mean? It was like such a fight. And then this year, it's like the steam was just taken out of us. Like,
well,
it
they
was
were,
just,
you know, they were trapped in Florida. Like,
yeah,
no one wants
it's not their fault. It's
yeah.
not their fault. Tampa?
Yeah, I just feel bad for them. Yeah.
yeah.
You say Tampa, I say retirement, early retirement. You know what I mean? I'm like, and I've never been to Tampa, and that's on purpose. Okay. Bless you guys. Bless you if this is a Tampa based podcast. Bless you, really. But not for me.
We do have a couple of Florida listeners.
Yeah, but I think
we love
they agree.
You guys.
yeah. I think largely they're like, yeah, we know. Yeah.
They know.
I mean, my parents are in Florida.
Up. Yeah.
It's fun to hear the inside scoop of going to the game because I had an opportunity to go, but I turned it down because I was scared. I was like, I don't know, like, what this is going to be like.
Well, here's the thing. Different arenas, different restrictions. So
right.
I also understand, depending on where you are for your listeners or whatever, if they're also right. debating going, it's like, we did the research. We, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're in LA, so it's still a Clippers game. It was going to be a Clippers game. But
right.
like,
but there's some people like in the Midwest and stuff like that. Some of them are like open. Like,
yeah, just like fully anyone can come in. Don't have to prove
yeah,
shit. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean,
oh, wait,
yeah,
are you guys Clips or Lakers? I'm sure
Clippers.
You've covered. Okay, thank God. I was about to. Well, Gabe's sitting here in a yellow and purple hat. Like, what is
that's
he?
That's Sparks. That's the LA Sparks WNBA team.
Of course, I know the LA Sparks. Hello. I couldn't see, though, the little, like, what the logo was. I just saw the colors, and I was like, you girls are Clips fans, and you're here dancing with the devil? Get a life.
Gabe yeah, would never.
Me. Gabe would never. He would never betray us.
Gabe's got a Clippers hat and a Sparks hat.
And a Nuggets
hat. And a Nuggets hat, because he's in Denver now. But he was here in LA.
I have Clippers and Raptors. I got Clippers and Raptors. I'm keeping
yeah,
it with the home teams.
Some people act like you can't like two teams, and that's stupid, I think.
You need a fallback team. You need a fallback team.
Just
unless
like, why
both
do you...
your teams make it to the finals, which is like good choosing on your part.
Yeah.
like you need a backup.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I'm not hurting anyone by liking more than one team. Like
also, what if
I'm
my
not
favorite
hurting
guy?
Anyone? Yeah.
I'm not. It's not cruel to anyone. It's my choice.
Yeah. What if your favorite guy goes to another team? What are you going to do? Just not like him anymore?
Yeah,
well,
he's dead
hello.
To me.
Kawhi Leonard.
You do you hate Kawhi?
No, but he went
I
to your other
Kawhi.
Team.
I love Kawhi. He went to my other team. And he got his, he brought us a championship, like, together. We all worked together. So I'm like, people hating on him because he left. I go, hey, beggars can't be choosers. You got one.
Right. You know what I mean? Just want him to live there for the rest of his life. If he's unhappy, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. And like, listen, he made the right move in terms of him getting to live where he wants to be in LA as opposed to now this Tampa thing. And it's like, I'm sorry, people coming down on the Raptors. Steve Kerr said it, that he said when Golden State had played us, he was like, if it weren't for the Raptors, this season wouldn't be happening. They made a sacrifice and we wouldn't have had be able to coordinate the games if we had lost an entire team.
Right.
And he's right. And it was like a massive sacrifice. Like when these guys moved there, they didn't even have Wi-Fi in their apartments. Like they were trying to get Wi-Fi these points. And then like having to play a game. Are you, and like, where's the families? Not all of them want to come. Cause again, so as sad. Previously stated, it's Tampa.
Right.
Right.
You're poor listeners.
All of our Tampa listeners are like, oh, she's right though.
All right. We have a photo that we want to ask you about. Gabe, can you pull it up, please?
Infamous photo.
Oh my God.
It's you standing next to Boban.
I mean, he's like, he looks 8 feet taller than you. We need to hear the story.
He's maybe double your height, right?
Okay. Here's the story. So I was doing a shoot for Funny or Die that was for Bumble when they had partnered with the Clippers, like, you know, whatever the sponsorships or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was for Bumble Friends, where you would use Bumble to find other friends. Yeah. So the shoot was with Boban and Tobias Harris, Bobby and Toby. Yeah. They were doing those videos. Cute. Yeah. So I actually got to meet both of them. Tobias Harris.
So beautiful.
Watch yourself. I mean, don't even, you want to cream your panties. See ya. But I don't know what kind of podcast this is. I don't know what kind of podcast this is.
It's that kind of podcast.
It is. We're on board with that. Yes.
Okay. Cause I mean, Gabe just passed out, but that's another story. That could be about anything.
Every episode he passes out.
So anyways, so we do the shoot and it's like, I'm like, I have a lanyard on. I'm a reporter, right?
Yeah. You look very professional.
I look very, not my outfit. I don't own anything. I don't own anything professional or a blazer that doesn't have like 7 shoulder pads in it. So we do the shoot and, afterwards, Boban's standing there. Tobias, like, he has to leave earlier. So he leaves and Boban's standing there and everybody's like standing around with their phones out, kind of like looking around awkwardly. So he was like, do you want a picture? And everyone was like, would you mind? Like, just, like, clearly we were all waiting to get photos. You know what I mean? And then finally the director, I was like, oh, I don't want to bug him. The director was like, Elena, you're the shortest person here. You have to get a photo with. So it'll be super nice. Yeah. It'll be so funny. He was right. And now this photo lives on because every year for both my birthday and anniversary, my husband likes to post the photo saying it's a picture of us on our first date. Norm, please, if you had that kind of money, I'd have married you then and there. You know what I mean? Please, our first date, get real.
I love the comparing your shoe size to his shoe size is just,
oh my God, he's like, forget about it. It's like, and especially these shoes I'm wearing particularly make my feet look really like short and stout. And so it's not helping. Like, he looks like he could just step on me and that's it for Alana Johnston, you know?
Yeah. he could squish you like a little ant.
If he wants to, and he might. No, nicest guy though. Very nice guy. And then he got traded right after that shoot.
Aww.
He got traded. Yeah. And R.I.P. then my friend ran into him at the airport, saw him because she's from Philly.
Oh, okay.
So she saw him literally on the plane to go join the team. Like, that was it. It was like that fast. Yeah, she saw him because then he played a game there the next day and she got a photo with him almost identical to mine.
Amazing.
Yes. Yes. So that's my big Boban story. Anyways, I'll see ya. Bye, Gabe. What would you guys do if I for real hung up, like, you'd be like, I guess we'll release the episode.
I mean, we'd be like, we got some good stuff gold. In there.
Come on. Yeah.
It was short, but sweet.
Yeah, the podcast was great. She barely hijacked it. It was a great episode.
impossible, really.
In another effort to get Gabe to pass out, we ask all of our guests this question. But who would you kiss in the current league? If everyone was wanting to kiss you, it's completely consensual.
Yeah. First of all, probably a bunch of people would want to kiss me on the league if they could hear my personality.
Yeah.
So let's clarify.
Everybody's on board. Everybody's waiting in line and you get to pick.
Yeah. Close your eyes and open your ears and fall in love. let me see here. Okay. Okay, he used to play on the Phillies. You know what? I'm not going to be able to find his name. I'm not going to be able to find his name because he doesn't play for them anymore. So can I do like two or three? Do I have to do this one?
Yeah, of course. Oh, please. Okay. As many as
probably,
you like.
Probably the top one is actually Tobias Harris because he's already good looking on TV. He is 10 times better looking in real life.
Wow.
I mean, the clearest skin you've ever seen, nice, big, smart, like just tall, like just great body. I mean, I was really scoping him.
And he's funny.
Yeah.
Video turned out great. He's so funny. He's like super funny, super nice. He had like his maybe manager / girlfriend. I don't know what her deal was, but yeah, she knew what I was up to. So Tobias Harris, Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry is just the cutest. And then he got all like ripped and he's like a really good leader. So there's like a couple things about him that I really love. Aww. And then my latest crush, and maybe it's because I'm biased because I love the Raptors. My latest crush, I'm dying to talk about Gary Trent Jr.
He's a cutie.
He's a total cutie.
Can we Google him?
Cutie.
Yeah, get some visuals.
Get him up. He's a total cutie. He keeps dressing.
Ooh, okay. Yes.
He keeps dressing in Toronto garb before the games to win over the Toronto fans. Like, he wore a Blue Jays jersey before the game. Yeah, because he's trying to win over. Even though they're in Tampa, he knows at some point, he hopefully next year, will be in Toronto. He's super excited to be there. He's really good. And he's like, I mean, just, yeah, Gabe, keep scrolling. See if you can find him in regular clothes. See, can you type in Gary Trent Jr. Blue Jays? Can you type that in so the girls can see what I'm talking about?
He's
in the blue jersey here. Okay, here he is. Okay, see how he's in the jersey trying to win everybody over?
Oh, he's so loving Toronto. I love
great
it.
Great body, too. Great body.
Yeah,
so,
he's a beautiful man. He's got great face.
And he's excited to be in Toronto. He's like, I can't wait till we go there. So that's
he misses it.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so it's like he's, I think he's a cool guy. And I think he's good looking. I'm sure you guys have answered this a million times, but who are your choices?
Ooh. It's hard. I do have a couple, but my top pick, I think, is usually Serge Ibaka.
Serge Ibaka has got to be at the top of the list.
Of course. Oh, my God. Of course. I completely forgot about him because I was thinking of the Raptors. And then, of course, he got traded to my one and only, the Clippers. And did you see that naked photo shoot of him? Did you ever see that?
Oh, yes. The ESPN one? Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Of course.
Hello. Okay, you know what? I'm putting him in my list. Mine's a top four now.
I'm not taking
anyone out.
No, yeah, you can't.
I'm just adding people. No. I said a bunch of cuties.
No one's going to be surprised by this, but Kelly Oubre Jr. is my number one. He's just the most beautiful person I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh,
do you know Kelly?
He's on the Warriors now. He was on the Suns for a long time. He's just like,
yeah, because I was just about to say I was like, no, I saw him in the Suns jersey and I was like, no, I don't recall seeing him. Yes. He is in his Golden State.
Yeah.
I think people
he's maybe the hottest guy
in the league.
A lot of people talk about him being
that pick. That's
a great photo.
Come on.
Yeah, you know what? He's a knockout.
You want to add him to your list?
Top five?
You know what? Here's the thing, guys. It's top five. Let's get him on the list, okay? Wait, Gabe, can you just type in one thing for me? Can you type in 76ers hot players? Just humor me and do it. And let me just see if my guy comes up that I was trying to recall his name.
Ben Simmons?
Get me a scroll here. No.
Simmons?
I don't know if he's on it anymore. Okay, can you type in former hot players? And then I promise formerly that's hot? The last surge. Former hot players. I promise that's the last surge.
Do you know, what does he generally look like? Because we might know. We know all the hottest
players. When did he leave the 76ers? Do you know?
I don't. You know what? And here's the worst part about it, guys. He might not have even been a 76er.
It's going to be tough to narrow it down.
I know how to do this.
Okay.
I know how to do this. I'm going to send a text to my friend who knows his name.
Oh, okay.
Because I'll get you this name before end of podcast right
now. Thank you.
Okay. This is what I'm going to write. That. Let's see how well she knows me. What was the name of that hot basketball player we like? Maybe from Philly? Okay. Gabe, be on the ready. I promise you I will get a response. I promise you she's going to give you this name. Yeah. We'll keep chatting and I'll report back. I'll interject when I get the name. I'll
report back. And you know what? Even if we finish the episode and then you get a response, just let us know.
Yeah, we'll add it.
We'll put it in the show notes, maybe.
Well, this is only, the recording's only 4.5 hours, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
We got a while.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do a, you know, Pete Holmes kind of thing. Just go stream of consciousness eventually.
Real Marc Maron vibe.
Yeah.
Who are your guys? Who are you guys? I guess we do kind of do a who are your guys, but who are your guys you would kiss?
You just did that. Yeah, you guys just did that. So why you're ripping on these other guys is beyond me.
It's true.
I never thought about that. We are Marc Maron.
We are. Obama's going to come on soon. I know it.
Can't wait.
Okay, so much happens in a week. We can't possibly cover it all. So we wrap it up in a tidy little segment called Previously on Basketball.
Previously on Top Chef.
Basketball.
Nice. Love it.
I love Top Chef.
It's so good. All right.
Hello, Padma, if you're listening.
Oh, yeah. Padma. Hubba hubba.
Hubba hubba.
You know what? Let's get her in the top six.
Yeah.
Let's throw her on the list.
Let's get her in there. Throw her on the list.
All right. I'm going to read some headlines. The WNBA preseason is now underway. Regular season starts Friday. Zion Williamson will be out indefinitely with a fractured left ring finger.
Oh, no.
Carmelo Anthony enters the top 10 all-time most points list. NCAA president says he'll recommend rule changes allowing college athletes to get paid. The Mexico City Capitans will be joining the G League next season. Reddit AMA with Anthony Davis devolves predictably into troll territory. Seattle Storm Finals MVP Brianna Stewart gets engaged to Phoenix Mercury's Marta Chargay.
Oh, let's see their engagement photo. Cute.
She's in Phoenix. Yay. That's so sweet.
Aww. Congratulations, cuties.
Marta is like, you. Yeah, we'll just go you. On a walk. It's no big deal. And then bam.
We're going to go on a walk with my tripod, with my camera on it. It's just going to be a short walk.
I mean, they're definitely like in hiking gear.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Oh, yeah. She was tricked into thinking this was a walk. There's no doubt in my mind. Like, you think there's going to be an engagement and I'm not going to show up in a wedding dress? Get real. Like, she had no idea. This was sprung on her. This was absolutely sprung on her.
Yeah. We got to be more prepared. Just wear a dress anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
let's look at David Griffin talking about Zion's injury.
This is the Pelicans executive vice president of basketball operations.
And quite frankly, he's injured now because of the open season that there's been on Zion Williamson in the paint. He has been absolutely mauled in the paint on a regular basis. to the point that other players have said to him, I'm going to keep doing this to you because they don't call it.
Wow.
I feel like everyone says, like, my player doesn't get the calls. You know what I mean? Like, everyone complains about the same thing. Do you know, are you familiar with Zion, Alana?
Yeah. I was about to say, poor guy's already spent his first year out and most of it. And now we're right back at it. I thought I was looking at the new Shaq here. Well, hello, let's get some Papa John's going. You know what I mean? Like, this kid's got to get to work. I know he has the shoes, but we got to get some more popping off in terms of hoops.
Yeah, he needs some business wheelings and dealings.
Poor little guy. He's got to be like 20 still, right?
I think he's 21.
He's 21, probably.
Yeah, he's a baby.
I mean, it's hard. It's hard because there's just like a bias. There's always going to be a bias there. Like what you're saying is that the team always thinks that their star players get unfairly treated. And then, of course, the opposing team's always like, that person never get calls that they deserve. So it's like,
I think it's particularly difficult with Zion because he is a like powerhouse. He's so big. He's so powerful. Like, it's either the defender has two choices. They can get hit, you know, they can take a charge.
Yeah.
And but if he's like in the right position, that's not going to get called. Or they can foul him. Or the other decision is just let him go to the hoop, and that's just not an option.
No, it's tough with the bigger guys. They're easy targets. It's really tough because they're bigger, you can use their size against them. To be like, he shoved me. When it's like, you threw yourself into him. We just couldn't see because of his size. And he was taking a step. It looks like he shoved you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, whether or not the calls are being made or not, it's like, you can't deny that it's like, there is going to be a target on this kid's back because he's young. He's good. He's very popular. His hair is very popular.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, if he stays in good health, like he's barely been able to strut his stuff, right? If he really was in full health and everything like that and able to like show it, it's like that league's in big trouble. Anybody up against him, they're in big trouble because
for sure
he is meant to be a massive star. I agree with you. And, you know, if you have it your way, if you know you've got a couple years left in the league and you're always going to be facing this guy, like, heck, I'd take him out too. And I might for dinner, take him out a different way. I might take him out in a different way. That's all.
That would be,
can we come? Cause we want to meet him.
That would be such a cute photo.
Yeah. And Gabe, we're going to need you to bring some video clips to the dinner if you wouldn't mind.
We need something to talk about.
A couple whooshes. Yeah. A couple whooshes.
You next to Zion. I mean, he could carry you like a baby.
That would be a cute photo, too. You could add it to your collection.
Oh, my God. I hope he breastfeeds me. I'd love it. He's so cute. He's such a cutie.
Yeah.
I don't like the shoes, though. Have you seen the shoes?
No.
I don't like them either.
About the shoes. No.
Can we take a look at these, Gabe?
Yeah.
I can't believe
my friend hasn't texted me back yet. Go on.
No.
I know.
Okay. We're looking at his Jordans. They
look pretty basic to me.
They also
that's my thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They remind me of like
I like the colorful one next to that.
With the colorful sole.
Yeah, that one's cute.
Oh yeah, that one's cute.
The colorful one's really nice. I hadn't seen that one. I only saw the billboard of the black and white one we just saw. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't crazy about it. This colorful one should be on the billboard. This is a far superior shoe. Mm-hmm. Like
is that cheetah it's print? Like,
That's hot right now. Bright shoes and all this kind of stuff. Yes. We're loving it. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't know why I looked at that billboard. Yeah. Wait, is it?
Yeah. I like that.
Let me see.
I think it's just splashy. It's like splashes.
Gabe's downloading it.
Like graffiti, like graffiti art or whatever it is.
Yeah. it just looks fun.
I think maybe what happened is they released the black and white one and everyone was like, thumbs down, and then they were like, oopsie, we meant this one.
But wait, is there a cheetah print on the top of the shoe?
Of the black one?
Yeah. Like, not that one, the other one.
No, wait, this is saying... Oh, wait, the white one?
The black and white one. Is there a cheetah print on the ankle. Top? Yeah. Is that cheetah print?
I don't think so. I think it's just splash.
Zion.
Like, right there.
Yeah, because the other one says Zion In the graffiti part. So that must probably say Zion as well.
I see.
I thought that the, what's it called? The tongue part of it, or the part with the laces? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The top of it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. I thought they did a fray, like really cool. And I was like, this fray is really fun. It's not a fray, guys. I don't know why I thought some loose threads would be on a shoe.
Yeah.
You know, that is quite dangerous.
It's not cheetah print either. So I was also wrong.
I don't know. I guess for me, now that I know these facts, I hate the shoe even more. There's no fray. There's no cheetah print. It's like, what is this shoe?
Yeah. Someone should release a cheetah print shoe is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would wear it.
I agree.
Let's look at Carmelo's locker room speech.
He's another cutie.
But in all seriousness, you need to acknowledge milestones. This is a big one. Top 10, all time. That's big time.
Aww.
Hey, this time, you really do have to make a speech.
I'll make a speech? I mean, a couple years ago, I didn't think I was going to be in this moment right now.
Oh.
I was off the lead for whatever reason. I'm back. I persevered. I stayed strong, stayed true to myself. And now I'm here in the top 10. So, thanks.
Aww. I'm so proud of him, you know? What a little sweetie.
I'm sorry. Yeah, great speech or whatever, but can we talk about all those hot naked bodies in the background? Like, you guys are just going to, you know what? You two disappoint me. You're just going to breeze on like I haven't been given a gift from God? Are you nuts? You're like, oh, what a cute speech. And I'm going, I have as big a heart on as these guys do. What are you, crazy? That was like a whole pile of the hottest bod.
No one has ever accused us of not being horny enough, I think.
I know. I'm kind of like excited to get that comment, because normally people are like, turn it down.
Yeah, can you guys chill the fuck out and stop sexualizing everything?
But thank you, Alana, for giving us permission to just be who the horny people
are. Honestly, listen, in this life, you got to do what you want. You know what I mean? It's like you got to crush on who you want to crush on, and you got to be vocal about it.
I appreciate that they were cuties, but also just like, I'm just so proud of him. Like, he was like almost out of the league, and now he's just thriving. I'm so glad.
There was a big chunk of time that he wasn't on any team.
Yeah.
And
just floating around.
Just free agent? Is that
right? Yeah. He was waived. And I want to say it's like essentially a whole season where he wasn't on a team.
He was out for a long time. And then it was like, what's going to happen to him? Everyone was like, I don't know. Maybe he might just have to retire. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. And then the Blazers picked him back up. And now he's out there thriving.
Yeah. And Blazers are a notoriously hot team also.
Oh, yeah. A lot of cuties. A
lot of cuties.
Actually, that's where Gary came from. Gary Trent Jr. And we did the trade for Norman Powell, who's also a cutie.
Also a cutie. Yeah. And we actually did a bit of a poll asking our patrons who they would kiss. And a lot of them said CJ McCollum.
Oh, yeah.
Who's on the Blazers, and of course Damian Lillard.
Damian Lillard is
one
of the beautiful cutie. CJ McCollum, I mean, we always say that he looks like
Jaleel White.
Here comes the photo.
Like when it's like when he's like the cool guy, not Urkel.
Stefan
Urkel.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he kind of does.
Yeah. But very cute.
Oh, look at him being so
Oh, he's biting
really
his lip.
Really confident with the hands on the hips. So confident. Well, yeah, Stefan was a very confident man, and that was the only difference between him and Urkel, confidence.
This is such a good lesson.
He lost his glasses. I don't know.
For all we know, those weren't even prescription. He might not have even needed them the whole time. It's confidence. He had the confidence to show his eyesight was 20/20. Yeah.
All right. We got to talk about Anthony Davis's Reddit AMA, because apparently it was a bloodbath.
Are you familiar with the Reddit AMA?
I'm not.
Okay.
What is it?
So essentially, like, they get celebrities, athletes,
whoever
to come onto Reddit and then just ask questions. They answer questions from fans. And it's like whoever gets the most like upvote. So basically, like, if you see a question you like, you can upvote it. And then that goes to the top of the list. So that's like the first thing they see. But so Anthony Davis apparently did this. He went on the RNBA subreddit and he was going to answer questions from fans, but it was so horrible that like like all the questions were just trolling jokes and like,
but not even jokes, just being like essentially saying like, you're gay, dude.
Yeah, just a lot of like,
which he's not, but just like that was their way of like trolling him.
Yeah, it felt like 200 like 14 year olds were just like on
this is sounding more and more like World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
the old headsets, you know what I mean, and they're like losing their minds. So exactly. Wait, hold on a second, let me just understand this, because I don't know a lot about Reddit. So yeah, it's like it's arranged with NBA players to sometimes do this as like promotion and stuff like that. Yeah. And then you're saying the fans are the ones that made it awful.
Yes.
And then he was like, how did Anthony react to it? Like what happened?
I don't know if he even saw it, because usually with the celebrity, like gets fed questions through somebody else, but like, it's really bad. There's this post that Gabe just pulled up that was just like, right after it happened, Anthony Davis has asked me anything was a disgrace and the sub should be ashamed. You know, it's just, it was horrible. I read through it. It was really bad. There was a lot of questions that were just like, do you and LeBron scissor? That was like the top question.
It's honestly so dumb.
It's so stupid.
That's so shitty. Yeah. Because I'm like, you know, you could have asked like, real questions.
Exactly.
Like real, you know what I mean? Like, like for example, like look at Michael Jordan or whatever, when he wasn't it that he didn't like make his varsity team or whatever when he was in school. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, what a cool thing to know about somebody, a question that was asked to him. It's like, what a cool thing to know about somebody where you're like, how inspirational. Like that's just an example of knowing something personal from an athlete. So it's like, if you have the opportunity to be like, did you play basketball your whole life? Or like, when did you start? Or did you have training? Or did you just do it? Like, it could actually be something useful for you to like a good story. And then it's like, to just do that, you're like, he's never going to do this again. Now look what you've done. You've ruined it for everybody. Yeah,
exactly.
They'll probably shut the whole thing down. Like, why would anybody want to do it?
Seriously.
Really? Right. Yeah, it's rough. It was bad.
Like, if you're gonna try and be funny, like, do better than asking.
Be funny.
Like that's another disappointing thing about it. Like I feel like
a lot of it was like referring to this video of him, like that was I don't know when, I think it was from like when he was still playing in college and he was like in a locker room and like messing around with another player, and like everyone was asking questions about like basically implying that it was like super gay for him to be doing that, and it's like it was just very toxic. It was like friends like fucking with each other in a locker room. It was not, I don't know, it really upset me.
And I think
it is upsetting because it's like what if he is gay?
There are no out players in the NBA. Like the fans are notoriously homophobic and like super shitty to any, like, even though it's like a progressive league, in a lot of ways it's not. It's really not.
Yeah.
Like, and if
but it, that's even, sports too, right? That's like, I mean, right. That's across, because basketball is more progressive, and especially last year with protests and this and that, the way they handled themselves, like they really made a lot of bold moves and kind of led the charge. And same with the WNBA, both of them. But it's just like, man, no wonder why that's how it is across the board for sports. It's like, because this is you, this is what you little shits are giggling about. I'm really? This is, and like, we're still on this. It's not 1994. Like, we're still doing this.
Right.
You couldn't come up with a better, you know, like, did anybody at least have the decency to ask how big his dick is? Like, if you want to make a joke, make it neutral.
Right.
Like,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, just at least to have
it. I didn't come through everything, but I bet it was in there somewhere. Like,
lead with that. You're like, okay, that one he can have a bit of a laugh about, but it's like, the rest of it. A video. Oh, sorry, I'm getting along with friends. You're right. How terrible!
Yeah, they were like. I mean, it was just like very clearly like silly locker room antics. And then now it's like, you know, 10 years later or whatever, and he's being like basically harassed about it. And even if he is not gay, like there could be gay players in the league that are in the closet. I'm sure there are.
Or just, even gay fans watching this AMA.
Gay players, gay fans, sure. like Like, why is that a joke in 2021 to be like, ha, dude, you're so gay?
Well, and even if no one is gay, they're like saying men can't have friendships and like bond with other men. It's so messed up.
Yeah, so it's a couple levels. It's definitely targeting a couple different things. And it's also just like, again, you know, wasn't funny in the 90s when it was like a big thing on TV that was like a huge burn or whatever. Right. But it's like, just now too, it's like you're playing to the bottom of people's intelligence. Exactly. It's like, I feel bad for them and anybody else that boosted the question that I was like, oh my God, you just must be the biggest loser in real life. I can't even imagine what your friend group is like. This is what you're coming in with. You're like, hi, I'm David. Anyways, and then you like drop these bombs. Everyone's like, what? This guy stinks.
Like, how do you, you're clearly never going to connect with another human being. And that's sad.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think, I feel like Reddit should just be banned from the internet.
Or at least, I mean, in the thing that you brought up or whatever, it said like that there was no moderation. It's like
that's the problem, right?
Somebody needs to
delete that shit.
Things.
Yeah, exactly.
In real time.
A whole mess.
And listen, I apologize. The one day I take off work. Ugh. I mean, can you give me a break for once?
That's why we asked you to be on the show, to be like, where were you?
We got a real gotcha journalism moment.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I was scissoring with LeBron. That's what I was. I was
a dream.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we'll ask you about that in your next episode. Let's move on to the donkeys. The donkeys are awards we give out for arbitrary categories that we make up. Sometimes on the spot. These were not on the spot.
Donkey!
So we're taking a look back on the past week, and we checked in and saw who got the most points this week. It was the Milwaukee Bucks with 517 points. Congratulations to Giannis and the lads.
Aw, cute.
Cuties. Number two donkey is for most points player, which again is Mr. Stephon Curry.
This is every week.
He's out for blood, his own.
Yeah.
He's not,
he's drawing his own blood.
No one can talk to him. Yeah. He's drawing his own, he's donating blood. Because he has enough energy and blood pumping in him to do it because he's doing so well. So that's what's happening with that situation.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, he's unstoppable. He's out there. Yeah, he is. He's representing.
And also very good looking. Another very good looking player. We're up to top seven now. Okay. We got Padma in there. Don't forget.
Oh yeah. Padma's in there.
We put her in. Remember? She's number six. She's in there.
Of course.
We got to have
never forget.
We need a wiki for this. It's hard to keep track.
Yeah. One of our listeners will put it together. Our next donkey is for best reaction to getting dunked on. I think Gabe's got a video.
So this is for Brooke Lopez. So Kenyon Martin Jr. dunks.
Look at Lopez if you can get
Brooke.
This on the replay. He says something to him and he's like, ooh.
It's like,
I'm scared.
He looks like he was on a hike and saw a rattlesnake. He's like,
yeah. Yeah, but and doesn't know like that flash. I've never seen a rattlesnake on a hike like in a scary way. But it's like that flash where you're like, wait, what is it I'm supposed to do when it's a rattlesnake? Like you can see when he's like, wait, like, wait a minute. What, how do I handle a dunk? almost a little startled, like a little, you know what I mean? Like startled. Yeah. You could kind of see that.
Baby's first dunk.
I believe Brooke said, that's the reaction he wanted. So I gave it to him.
Okay. Well,
at least he's very a
nice
smooth
guy.
Cover. Yeah. Smooth cover.
All right, let's look at the best response from the AMA with Anthony Davis. Which superpower would you pick? Ability to fly, ability to teleport, ability to be invisible. And Anthony says, I would choose the ability to teleport. It seems weird to be invisible and have no one notice you. And flying, I don't really care about. But being able to teleport and get point A to point B anywhere in the world would be the best for me. It would be even better if someone could hold on to me and we could teleport together.
Oh.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. That's some like Harry Potter shit though, right?
Like, yeah.
Well, it's Porky. Like because you would want the other person, because what if you and a friend were going to dinner and then you're like, great, meet you there, and you teleport there. You're there like an hour early.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sitting by yourself like a loser.
So you put
like,
them in a lift and then you take off.
Yeah, like, dude, Anthony's just trying to save his reputation of being a guy with friends. Like, that's all that answer is. Because if you know what I mean? If you're flying, nobody sees you. If you're invisible, no one even, like, no one can be your friend because you're not there. So you got to be like, oh, yeah, Anthony and his friend showed up at the party together. Yeah.
But he thinks being invisible would be weird because he would just be there. No one would know. But I feel like that would be cool because then you can find out everyone's real feelings.
It's a creeper.
I love to creep.
Superpower.
I love to creep.
I love to creep.
I love to creep.
I feel like for an NBA player, teleportation is the best because then you're not flying constantly. You could just like, bam, I'm in Milwaukee. That's bam, true. I'm in Miami.
Or you can do a really big hug, hold all of your teammates and teleport.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but then you'll get ripped apart on the Reddit. You see, he can't win.
He can't win.
The very Reddit he did it for, he can't win.
That's true. I'm bummed because I would have asked him on the AMA what his eyebrow routine is, because he has that unibrow, but it's very clearly manicured. Mm. Like, he definitely does some maintenance on that brow. So is he getting waxed? Is he actually doing some threading? Like, what's going on?
Something's happening because there's a shape for sure.
Yeah.
It's not running wild everywhere except for in the middle.
Although I will say my husband has like really nice eyebrows and he doesn't touch them at all. And they're like pretty manicured, but this looks really manicured.
Right.
Right, like, at the arches.
The arches are definitely like that. I would be shocked if nobody touched them ever.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
No, I think you're right. I think they are.
Big fans of the brow.
So Alana, is there an award that you would want to give for the game you went to? Anything great that you saw?
Yeah, let me think. First of all, both Lowry and Gary Trent Jr. had great outfits on.
Oh,
that was pretty fun. Yeah, because they weren't playing. So they had like their fun street clothes on. So that was really fun.
I saw Serge too. He was wearing like a leather outfit.
I was just about to say.
Oh, sorry.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Because there's a photo. there's a photo then with Serge because we couldn't see him. Like, we were looking for him, but we were like pretty high up, right? So we couldn't see him. We were like, oh, I guess he's like not there. That's like so weird. And then afterwards, we went home and I don't know. I was just. We were looking at basketball highlights, stuff like that. And then there was a photo of him on Twitter. And I was like, oh, my God. Of course, I couldn't see him. He was too busy being the coolest person in the world.
I mean, he looked straight out of the Matrix, like the hot Matrix.
Totally. Yeah. So I guess my donkeys would be for wardrobe. So pretty much having nothing to do with the game. But that's what it would be because it was a good game. We really fought. There's like not a standout moment because it was like a real fight the whole time, the back and forth. Everybody was really playing their best. So it has to go to the outfits. Mm-hmm. It has to go to Serge. That would be my dunk. He dunked on all of us. He didn't even play and he alley-ooped himself and dunked. He did the whole thing. He didn't need anybody. He assisted himself, all of it. He didn't need them. He rebounded. He did it.
He's perfect in every way.
Yeah.
And I bet you he really could do that in a basketball game. That he could totally set himself up, rebound it after he dunks. Like, he could do everything. He's so good.
He is good. He's just like a one man team. But I saw that photo actually that you're talking about, and
good.
Great award, Gabe. Do you have any that you'd like to give?
Sure, I'll just give the. Don't do that award to all of the NBA players that were photographed with former President George W. Bush week.
Oh, no.
I don't want to see it.
Luca,
don't do that.
Who else was it? Who else was photographed? I only saw Luca.
Dirk.
No.
Wait, where was this?
This was in Dallas at the Mavericks game.
Bush showed up to a Mavericks game. And
gross.
They apparently during the broadcast they kept cutting to him too and talking about him, and everyone was like, "Get back to the game."
How obnoxious!
Yeah,
how obnoxious to interrupt the game flow for probably the actual number one hottest guy.
You're rearranging the list.
I'm rearranging. We've reached top eight. I'm rearranging the list.
Oh no.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine taking a look at him and going, that's the one?
Sick. Do you remember when he stopped being president, when he took up painting and all these photos of his paintings were leaked? And it was really weird. Like, a lot of them were of him in the bathtub or like in the shower.
Yeah.
Oh my God, please. Cause he's trying to get in on all the scissoring. Guys, good news. I got the name.
Okay, here we go.
Gabe, get it up. Here we go. The spelling might not be right. I think the first name's Raul, either R-A-U-L or R-U-A-L, and then Netto, N-E-T-T-O.
I thought this might be the guy.
Tell me it's not this. Excuse me.
Brazilian.
Yes.
He's very handsome.
He looks very handsome. Yeah,
look at the yellow jersey picture, Gabe. Yeah, on the yellow jersey picture right there. Come on.
Look at that arm. Cutie. Damn.
Look at that bicep. Yeah. That could crush me.
So much definition.
That was my guy, though. Yeah, Sixers.
Oh, he was
there
on the Sixers.
Yeah,
okay. You're right.
I knew it because my friend, her husband is from Philly, so he's a big Sixers fan. So we go to a lot of Sixers games. And I just remember him saying he was jealous because she liked this guy so much. And then here he is. And worth it. Hello.
He looks great.
I remember him when he was on the Sixers. Lost track of him after that. But,
yeah, because he went into, for sure, modeling. I gotta be somewhere. Of course.
He's also got a great Brazilian accent. So,
yeah. I've never heard him talk. He kind of looks like an ex of mine.
Ooh.
So let's just say I regret that breakup.
Well, you know. Well, it's never too late. It's never too late.
Honestly, it's never too late to be married 5 years later and then ask him back out. Honestly, knowing him, bless his heart, he'd say yes. And bless him, you know? Bless him.
Wow. Wow, great awards. I'm going to go ahead and say that, you know what? I'm going to say the Bucks win that one because we've got Brooke Lopez and Milwaukee Bucks got most points this week. Come on. Go Bucks.
Come on.
Bucks it up.
here we go. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay. Brooke Lopez isn't on the Bucks anymore, is he?
I don't know. I wasn't sure. That's what I was checking. He might be on the Nets. I'm not sure.
Okay, well.
Oh my God, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, could the Nets possibly stack up anymore? Like, you gotta be kidding me.
I think.
Yeah, how are they lined up so many players?
Yeah.
Total. I know. It feels like they have 100 players, does it not?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many all-stars they have
share
to, like,
share some with the rest of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you think's gonna win it all, Alana, this season?
Like, in life? Yeah. Like, as a person?
I just meant the championship, but you could go bigger if you want.
As a person, probably George Bush because he's so hot. Okay.
All right, then.
Who do I think is going to win it all? This week?
The championship.
The full shebang.
The full champ.
You can go wild, too. If it's like, if you're saying Raptors, come on.
It's not the Raptors are getting into playoffs.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're calling wild, which is absolutely clinically insane. I think the Clips have a really good shot.
Mm.
I'll just say that. Yeah. I think the Clips have like a really good shot. I'm not saying the Nets. Everybody's going the Nets. I don't think it happens. I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's my two cents. So I'm going to say the Clips. I don't think it's Lakers. I don't think it's going to be the Lakers.
I really hope it's not.
They've had a rough season.
I really hope it's not.
I don't think it's going to be them.
Yeah.
I think the Clips, like, if we can turn a couple things around and, like, really buckle down, I think we can take it. I really do.
Nice.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Am I, like, way off? What do you guys think?
No, I don't think you're way off.
I think they've got a shot.
Yeah. I think it's all
good. Why did Gabe just flip me off if I'm not so wrong about my answer? Like sitting here, middle finger galore.
I don't think they have a chance.
Gabe. I want to just throw out the Suns. I want them to do well.
Me too.
Love the Suns.
If the Suns win or even get to the finals, God, I don't know. I'll have a heart attack.
Love the Suns. Imagine Suns clips somehow. Whoa. Imagine.
I mean, in the Western Conference finals. Be cool.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
I just want to confirm that Brooke Lopez is still on the Bucks. Bucks still there.
All right. Okay. If you see something and want to give it an award for any reason at all, you send it to us on Twitter with the hashtag Dunkies, and we may read it on the show.
May.
If it's weird, we're not going to do it.
No.
And if you're correcting us, you can go fuck yourself.
I actually don't mind being corrected, but I may disagree with you.
All right. Let's move on to our cutie comment of the week. Each week, we highlight the best, funniest, cutest comments made by the members of our Cutie Nation Discord. It's our cutie comment of the week.
Now to leave a great comment.
This week's comment is from David.
Oh no, what happened to the comment?
Oh no, Gabe.
Oh wait, it's right here.
You're fired.
David says, what if Zion was like, yeah, I have a fractured ring finger, winky smiley, crippling fear of romantic commitment.
This actually might be true.
Could be true. I did think about that. Well, like foreshadowing. It's like, you know, like when you have a sore throat, they say, it's like, well, what is it you're afraid to say? You know what I mean? Your throat hurts because you're afraid to say something. Well, look at this injury. Hello.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? You're 21, bud. You shouldn't be getting married. We'll say that.
Yeah, maybe don't commit completely right now.
Yeah. You know,
if this guy gets married, I'm going to get pregnant with his baby out of wedlock so that I can save that poor woman and be like, get out and save him. Because I'll be like, you don't have to raise a baby, but this will break up your marriage. So you can be free. Please.
Who will save you from that giant baby?
That baby will be horrible to carry.
That baby is going to rip through my cervix like a cannonball that I fired.
Wow.
Oh, that is visceral.
That is, no one can defend Zion at the net. No one can defend your baby from ripping through you.
Yeah, thank you. It's coming out one way or another.
I appreciate that. Wow. In what I hope to be frayed shoes.
Frayed cheetah print shoes.
Cheetah print frayed shoes.
All right. If you want to be eligible for Cutie Comment of the Week, you have to join our Cutie Nation Discord. Sign up on our Patreon, patreon.com/dunktown. We have tiers as low as $2 a month. $2. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
You can't even get a soda for $2.
No.
So save up your soda money. Send it to our Patreon, patreon.com/dunktown. Our next goal is 125 patrons so that we can do a watch along to Space Jam 2. Let's get into our mail basket. Today we have an email from Chris. Chris says, hey, Dunktown, I'm thinking of flexing and renting out a whole theater for Fast 9 and splitting the cost with some vaxxed pals. Do y'all have any extra vax plans while staying responsible? Thanks for the show. Keeping it awesome through pandemic weirdness, Chris.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know about this one. Sounds like a sting. I'd be careful. This one sounds like a setup. I've seen enough movies. I know. And think about it. You guys are doing basically a murder basketball podcast.
Yes.
So
that's true.
You gotta question your fans. I think you guys are being too open and accepting of the fans. I think you guys got to start asking some serious questions.
Right. I do have to say though, if there's any movie right now to rent out a whole theater for your vexed pals, it's probably Fast 9, right?
Yeah, I mean, totally. I had the same idea. And when I read this email, I told Gabe and Anastasia, I was like, holy shit, I want to do the same thing. I don't know if it's possible because, you know, who knows what June 20 whatever is going to be like. I think people are going to be free out on the town.
It might be harder to rent a whole theater.
Yeah,
I think maybe
people will be back in the normal theaters and the theaters won't be that desperate. But I'm hoping because it'd be fun. But also I've been vaxxed for many months now and I'm still scared to do anything. So I I'm going on a plane next week and I'm like very nervous about it. I don't want to be near anyone. I don't want to kiss anyone on the plane.
Get a face shield.
Oh, I had to take a flight.
Oh no, the mask and face shield. You will never feel so safe in your life. Get the face shield.
Amazing.
Totally.
All right. I'll wear it on the plane.
Yeah. You get them for cheap on, it doesn't matter which brand or anything you get. It's just plastic. So
yeah,
I would just get one. Yeah. It was good traveling.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll definitely do that, but I'm just like an anxious worry wart. So
yeah.
Do you have any big, plans? I mean, you already went to a game. That was huge.
That was it.
That took everything to do that. So that was the only plan. So
but you felt good. You felt safe. You felt like happy.
I felt good. Listen, the fact that they were hassling my own friends I was with that did it right.
Yeah.
I was like, this is fantastic. And it's limited capacity. And then that wasn't even at the capacity. So I was like, it was the best case scenario of going to what would have been a bigger event ended up being quite small. And I mean, there was only four other people in our section away from us, seats and seats and seats away from us. Yeah. So it was great. Would I do it again? No, I did it. I saw what it was like. I'm not going back till it's regular.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Makes sense.
But I did it, but no other events. That took a lot of, courage.
Yeah,
it did.
Yeah. I'm just gonna wait.
You're braver than me.
I'm just gonna wait.
I mean, there's not.
I'm gonna wait until Gabe asks my husband and I on a date, and then we'll probably go from there and see what happens.
I mean, if you guys go to Denver, you guys can go to a Nuggets game.
Yeah,
I thought you were gonna say Denny's. I mean, if you guys go to a Denny's, Gabe will come.
That's his one spot.
He's there all the time.
It's the only place Gabe's willing to go to.
We did used to go to Denny's when Gabe and I used to work at Earwolf together, and there was a Denny's next door. We would go there all the time. Not great for food, I would say, but
great for
distance
fun.
And fun and friendship. Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, see, I guess you might say it's not great for food or atmosphere in any way at all. Not great bathrooms.
They had like a happy hour, like a beer happy hour. Whoa. So yeah,
that's fun. See, I would do that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was like cheap beer. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
And moon over Miami. doubleheader. All right, Alana, thank you so much for being here. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Yes, you guys had already mentioned it, which I'm thankful for. But if you guys want to check out my podcast, it's at Self Esteem Party on Instagram and at Self Esteem Party on Twitter. You can find us on the Sonar Network or anywhere else that you get your podcasts. It's called Self Esteem Party. And I'm the host, and my producer / husband / roommate, Norm Sousa, also hosts with me. And every week I interview fun comedy guests and see if I can make them cry. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. No one's ever going to do my podcast again. We've had a couple of tears and I'm like, no one's ever going to want to do this again.
I mean, I think, come on, breaking down on a podcast and then being lifted back up again. What more do you want?
Well, I mean, it's what happened here today with you ladies. You know, at the beginning of the podcast, Gabe said I sounded fat and I thought that's weird. And then I just thought, kind of a weird insult. Yeah. Cause it's not even like this it can't even be true. It's a weird thing to say. And, you ladies really boosted me back up. So Gabe, listen, we've had our differences, but you've officially made my top 9 hottest people list.
Oh my God. His face is bright red right now.
You made it to the top 9. Get it on the Wikipedia. I'm so excited.
Oh boy.
Thank you so much for having me. I had such a great time chatting.
Of course.
Chatting.
Oh my God. Thank you. And thanks to all of our cutie listeners for coming on this journey with us. As always, we love you.
Love you.
Bye. For more Dunktown content, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/Dunktown. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. I am on Twitter at @Echo_Mint and on Instagram at @AgataMonica. Anastasia is on both at @AnastasiaVigo. Check out our website, dunk.town. If you like the show, please write us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. We always really appreciate those. We have t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, and more available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Dominguez for the Dunktown design, and thank you to Andrew Bear for our original music for the show. Sources and references from this episode can be found in the episode description.